Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Danny Heap. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bowa goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Davis scores. Jenkins moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Staub scores. There goes Hodges trying to get to third. Bauer throws to Say who tags Hodges for the out. It's 4-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Giles steals second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John Stone. Oquendo reaches second base with a double. Giles scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Carlos Diaz. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moreland throws the ball into Sandberg who relays the ball to Bauer who tags Heap trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Oquendo scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Lefferts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefferts hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bradley pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradley moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to third for the out. Giles moves to second. One out. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Junior Ortiz now catching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 3 in the game. Say hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks bunts towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Heap moves to second. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heap moves to third. Two outs. Lee Smith now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing right field. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sandberg covering, for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Giles is walked intentionally. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oquendo strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Holman now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg bunts towards first. Staub juggles the ball. That's an error on Staub. Hall moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner bunts towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Giles covering, for the out. Hall moves to third. Sandberg moves to second. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Say is walked intentionally. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Sandberg scores. Say moves to third. It's 6-to-4, Cubs. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Johnstone moves to second. Mike Torres now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Say scores. Johnstone moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 7-to-4, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.